This is Basil Rathbone inviting you to join me beyond the Green Door. Today we shall meet no less a person than Jack the Ripper, the most famous murderer of all time, whose place of residence is somewhere beyond the Green Door. Nearly everyone has heard of Jack the Ripper, that elusive murderer who haunted the slums of Whitechapel in the year 1888. Most of London was in a state of terror. The police, even with numerous reinforcements, were unable to catch that gruesome madman or to prevent him from claiming new victims. Some thought there was something supernatural about the Ripper, but the truth was discovered by a London private investigator named Anthony Blake. Like many others, Blake had his own theory about the Ripper. He studied the times and places of the previous murders, and he calculated the phase of the moon for each date, as well as the positions of certain constellations. He also needed to know the exact hour of sunrise and sunset for each night of murder, and a great deal of other odd information. When he put it all together, a definite pattern was evident. Blake was sure he had penetrated the madman's mind. If his theory was correct, he could predict the date and location of the Ripper's next murder. When the proper night arrived, Blake put a loaded pistol in his pocket and set off to Whitechapel. He moved down the gloomy, deserted streets to the location he had chosen. There he hid in a dark recess of a doorway. The hours of night passed, and Blake's hopes began to fade. But at last, just when he was ready to give up, he saw a man moving down the street like a shadow. The man was dressed entirely in black, wore a black top hat, and carried a small black satchel. Blake followed him down the street and through a narrow alley which ended in a stone wall. There Blake stopped, for the man seemed to have disappeared, and Blake had the terrible feeling that the Ripper had somehow crept behind him, ready to spring. But when Blake looked up, he saw the man again. There was no mistaking that sinister, top-hatted figure, now climbing swiftly up the side of a house towards a lighted window. There was no mistaking the long, curved knife in the Ripper's hand, or what he intended to do with that knife. Blake's moment had come. He drew his pistol and took careful aim. His finger tightened on the trigger. Then suddenly his hand was pushed aside, and the man whispered, "Wait, get away! That's Jack the Ripper," Blake said angrily. "I know, been following him for months," the man said. "All right," Blake said. "We'll share the reward." He started to raise the pistol again, but he dropped it when he felt the cold, sharp edge of a knife glide across his throat. "I've been following him," the man whispered in a thin, mad voice, "and I've been making sure nobody interferes with my brother Jack's bit of fun."